Language Course, Book 15, Tape 2A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2A.
Look at Figure 1. Listen. Mike Marsh and Molly Kelly were married in June. They held the wedding ceremony inside her home. Before the ceremony, they had to make plans for all the food and drinks, because afterwards there was a big reception outside. It was a lovely party to celebrate the happy wedding. They invited a lot of guests. Most of them were friends of the young couple. But, in addition to their friends, invitations to the celebration went to friends of their parents, too. It was a beautiful day. Repeat the underlined words. Held. Held. Ceremony. Ceremony. Inside. Inside. Before. Before. Drinks. Drinks. Afterwards. Afterwards. Reception. Reception. Outside. Outside. Celebrate. Celebrate. Invited. Invited. Guests. Guests. Invitations. Invitations. Celebration. Celebration. Now repeat the paragraph. Mike Marsh and Molly Kelly were married in June. They held the wedding ceremony. Inside her home. Before the ceremony, they had to make plans for all the food and drinks. Because afterwards, there was a big reception outside. It was a lovely party to celebrate the happy wedding. They invited a lot of guests. Most of them were friends of the young couple. But in addition to their friends, invitations to the celebration went to friends of their parents, too. It was a beautiful day. Answer these questions. Number 1. Where did they hold the wedding? Repeat. They held the wedding inside Molly's home. Number 2. Where did they hold the reception? Repeat. they held the reception outside Molly's home. Number 3. Who did they invite? Repeat. They invited a lot of guests. Number 4. Were the guests all friends of the young couple? Repeat. No, some invitations went to friends of their parents. Look at figure 2. Listen. When Mike and Molly Marsh got home from their honeymoon, they had a barbecue for their families. They had the party as soon as they moved into their new apartment. At first, they were afraid they didn't have enough room for their guests. They were afraid that there weren't places for all of them to sit. But Mike put chairs around the table and in the living room, and they made room for everyone. Then, there was nowhere to put the food. Repeat the underlined words. Barbecue. Barbecue. Afraid. Afraid. Guests. Guests. Nowhere. Nowhere. Now listen and repeat the paragraph. When Mike and Molly Marsh got home from their honeymoon, they had a barbecue for their families. They had the party as soon as they moved into their new apartment. At first, they were afraid they didn't have enough room for their guests. They were afraid that there weren't places for all of them to sit. But Mike put chairs around the table, and in the living room, and they made room for everyone. Then there was nowhere to put the food. Answer these questions. Number 1. What did Mike and Molly have when they got home from their honeymoon? Repeat. Mike and Molly had a barbecue for their families. Number 2. When did they have it? Repeat. They had it as soon as they moved into their new apartment. Number 3. What were they worried about? Repeat. They were afraid there weren't places for all of them to sit. Number 4. What did Mike do? Repeat. Mike put chairs around the table and in the living room.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to two sentences. If they are the same, circle S. If they are different, circle D. Listen and circle. Number 1. He took a plan. He took a plane. Number 2. Wash the dog. Watch the dog. Number 3. She beat the rug. She bought the rug. Number 4. He caught a bass. He caught a bass. Number 5. She met the train. She met the train. Number 6. Turn the page. Burn the page. Number 7. They took a ride. They took a ride. Number 8. He fixed the drinks. He mixed the drinks. Number 9. They didn't sell. They didn't tell. Number 10. We add numbers. We add numbers. Number 11. She wanted to walk. She wanted to talk. Number 12. He washed his face. He washed his vase. Let's check your work. Number 1 was different. Listen. He took a plan. He took a plane. Number 2 was different. Wash the dog. Watch the dog. Number 3 was different. She beat the rug. She bought the rug. Number 4 was the same. He caught a bass. He caught a bass. Number 5 was the same. She met the train. She met the train. Number 6 was different. Turn the page. Burn the page. Number 7 was the same. They took a ride. They took a ride. Number 8 was different. He fixed the drinks. He mixed the drinks. Number 9 was different. They didn't sell. They didn't tell. Number 10 was the same. We add numbers. We add numbers. Number 11 was different. She wanted to walk. She wanted to talk. Number 12 was different. He washed his face. He washed his vase. Figure 4. Listen to a question and an answer and repeat. Number 1.
Would you like to come to our house for a barbecue this Saturday night?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
Listen to the question again. This time, write the answer.
Would you like to come to our house for a barbecue this Saturday night?
The answer is yes. I'd be glad to. Repeat. Yes, I'd be glad to. Number 2. Listen and repeat.
Could you help me find this dress in blue?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Listen to the question again. Write the answer.
Could you help me find this dress in blue?
The answer is, yes, I'd be happy to. Repeat, yes, I'd be happy to. Number 3. Listen and repeat.
Will you taste this for me and see what it needs?
I'll try. But I'm not very good at deciding what's missing. My daughter will help you. Listen to the question. Write the missing words in the answer.
Will you taste this for me and see what it needs?
The answer is, I'll try, but I'm not very good at deciding what's missing. My daughter will help you. Repeat, I'll try, but I'm not very good at deciding what's missing. My daughter will help you. Number 4. Listen and repeat.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Yes, thanks. I'll have it with cream and sugar, please.
Listen to the question. Write the missing words in the answer.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
The answer is, yes, thanks. I'll have it with cream and sugar, please. Repeat. Yes, thanks. I'll have it with cream and sugar, please. Number 5. Listen and repeat.
Would you like a dish of strawberries with cream and sugar?
Yes, I would, but I'm on a diet. I'll have just the strawberries, please. Listen to the question. Write the missing words in the answer.
Would you like a dish of strawberries with cream and sugar?
The answer is, yes, I would, but I'm on a diet. I'll have just the strawberries, please. Repeat, yes, I would, but I'm on a diet. I'll have just the strawberries, please. Number 6. Listen and repeat.
Will you help us celebrate our anniversary Sunday?
I'd be more than happy to. I'll bring a cake if you'd like.
Listen to the question. Write the missing words in the answer.
Will you help us celebrate our anniversary Sunday?
The answer is, I'd be more than happy to. I'll bring a cake if you'd like. Repeat, I'd be more than happy to. I'll bring a cake. If you'd like. Number 7. Listen and repeat.
Should we cook hamburgers at the park? Or just bring some food for the picnic?
I can bring fried chicken for the picnic. But I can't help with cooking hamburgers. The smoke is bad for me. Listen to the question, write the missing words in the answer.
Should we cook hamburgers at the park or just bring some food for the picnic?
The answer is, I can bring fried chicken for the picnic, but I can't help with cooking hamburgers. The smoke is bad for me. Repeat, I can bring fried chicken for the picnic. But I can't help with cooking hamburgers. The smoke is bad for me. Number 8. Listen and repeat.
Will you help me with the drinks?
I'll help part of the evening. Maybe John will help too.
Listen to the question. Write the missing words in the answer.
Will you help me with the drinks?
The answer is, I'll help part of the evening. Maybe John will help too. Repeat, I'll help part of the evening. Maybe John will help too. Look at figure 5. Listen to a paragraph. A popular party in Texas is a barbecue. It's a party where they cook the food outdoors. It can be a large get-together like one that a company gives for all of its workers, or it can be a small get-together like a couple having friends over for an evening meal. The words, we're going to barbecue, mean we're going to have a party in Texas. Now listen to the paragraph again. This time, write the missing words. A popular party in Texas is a barbecue. It's a party where they cook the food outdoors. It can be a large get-together like one that a company gives for all of its workers. Or it can be a small get-together like a couple having friends over for an evening meal. The words, we're going to barbecue, mean we're going to have a party in Texas. This time, check your work and add any missing words. A popular party in Texas is a barbecue. It's a party where they cook the food outdoors. It can be a large get-together like one that a company gives for all of its workers, or it can be a small get-together like a couple having friends over for an evening meal. The words, we're going to barbecue, mean we're going to have a party in Texas. Turn to page 23 to see the complete paragraph. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 15.